Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zur heutigen Podcast-Episode. Wir werden uns mit der Vergangenheitsform der Verben beschäftigen. Das Verb ist der wichtigste Teil des Satzes. Und wenn du die Vergangenheitsform der Verben beherrschst, dann beherrschst du im Grunde auch die Sprache. Wir starten heute mit einfachen Verben. Die meisten davon sind unregelmäßig. Also mach diese Übung einfach mit. Beim ersten Mal demonstriere ich die Technik. Beim zweiten Mal hast du die Gelegenheit, diese Technik dann ohne meine Stimme selbstständig und für dich in deinem Tempo zu absolvieren. Also lass uns loslegen.
Hello, are you ready for the next exercise?
Yes, I am.
That's nice. Today we're going to practice the past tense of verbs.
Fine.
The verb is the most important part of a sentence, and if you can use the verbs correctly, you've mastered the language.
Fine, let's go.
I'm going to give you a sentence in the present tense, and your task is to write it in the past tense. I will also give you the correct answer after each sentence. Mm-hmm. So, get ready, we're going to start. I see Anna and Otto in the restaurant.
I saw Anna and Otto in the restaurant.
I saw Anna and Otto at the restaurant. I think it's a good idea.
I thought it was a good idea.
I thought it was a good idea. I drink coffee with milk and sugar.
I drank coffee with milk and sugar.
I drank coffee with milk and sugar. I write him an email.
I wrote him an email.
I wrote him an email. I drive to the office.
I drove to the office.
I drove to the office. I eat meat.
I ate meat.
I ate meat. I know where it is.
I knew where it was.
I knew where it was. I take another piece of cake.
I took another piece of cake.
I took another piece of cake. I give her the keys.
I gave her the keys.
I gave her the keys. I ask my customer.
I asked my customer.
I asked my customer. So, did everything work out?
Yes.
Could you already form the past tense correctly?
I could.
If so, then congratulations. In the next video, there are more exercises of this kind waiting for you. If you haven't got it right yet, just keep watching this video until you have mastered the past tense.
Good.
See you next time. I look forward to seeing you.
Bye bye. Also, wenn du jetzt diese Übung korrekt absolviert hast, dann bist du bereit für den nächsten Schritt, für die nächste Übung. Nächste Woche werden weitere Verben in der Vergangenheit kommen. Wir haben hier dann ungefähr die 25 häufigsten Verben, die in der englischen Sprache vorkommen. Ab nächster Woche dann abgearbeitet. Falls du mit diesen Verben jetzt noch Schwierigkeiten hattest, trainiere diese Übung so lange, bis diese Verben wirklich sitzen. Er spricht hier natürlich von dem Video. Das Video findest du auf der Plattform speedlearning.school. Kannst du dich registrieren, hast dann dort auch entsprechend die Texte zum Trainieren. Und jetzt hast du aber erstmal diese Übung nochmal ohne meine Stimme für dich. Viel Spaß und bis nächste Woche.
Hello, are you ready for the next exercise? That's nice. Today we're going to practice the past tense of verbs. The verb is the most important part of a sentence, and if you can use the verbs correctly, you've mastered the language. I'm going to give you a sentence in the present tense, and your task is to write it in the past tense. I will also give you the correct answer after each sentence. So, get ready, we're going to start. I see Anna and Otto in the restaurant. I saw Anna and Otto at the restaurant. I think it's a good idea. I thought it was a good idea. I drink coffee with milk and sugar. I drank coffee with milk and sugar. I write him an email. I wrote him an email. I drive to the office. I drove to the office. I eat meat. I ate meat. I know where it is. I knew where it was. I take another piece of cake. I took another piece of cake. I give her the keys. I gave her the keys. I ask my customer. I ask my customer. So, did everything work out? Could you already form the past tense correctly? If so, then congratulations. In the next video, there are more exercises of this kind waiting for you. If you haven't got it right yet, just keep watching this video until you have mastered the past tense. See you next time. I look forward to seeing you.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprache, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner.